Good morning once again. We're going to ask you, if you would, take the Word of God and turn with us to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7 this morning. Mark chapter 7, and if you would, look with me down to verse 24. Mark chapter 7 and verse 24. And the Word of God states, "And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid." Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Now, Father, as we come before your blessed throne of grace today, thank you for the opportunity we have to gather with our brothers and sisters here in, Lord, your house. And we ask now that you would speak to each one of us, Father. Lord, we pray that you would encourage us and strengthen us in your word. Father, that as I stand and preach this message, Lord, I pray that you would undergird me and strengthen me, Lord. Father, hide me behind your cross that people might be able to see you and, Lord, honor you. Thank you, God, for this opportunity that we have to come together and worship you. For, Father, we realize and believe that it's not going to be long till you return. So, Father, as we know that in our hearts and, Lord, even in our spirits, help us, Father, to live for you on a daily basis. These things we ask now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today I want to speak to you on the subject of Jesus cannot be hid. Jesus cannot be hid. The chapter that we read this verse out of, it contains a message, and it also contains two miracles. The message was to the Pharisees about their outward signs of religion, while inwardly they were in defilement. A lot of times we find church people that way as well. They have outward religion, but there's no true spirituality or truth on the inside. The first miracle here that we found, if you read the entire chapter, is the healing of the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman. And then the second was the opening of the ears of the deaf man. And all this was brought forth in response, which is recorded in verse 37, where it states, "And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." Our Lord has done all things well. In fact, today, there's nothing that our Lord has done that is not good or well. In fact, in creation, remember, God tells us that as he looks at things, he said, "And it was good." And so we know that all things that God has created, all things that God does is good and it's well. We find the creation as well, but we also find that salvation is done well. The revelation of what he's going to do in later days and even right now, those things have been done well. We see that it is no wonder then that the scripture says of him that he could not be hid. Because all the things that he has done, there is no place that you could go in this world, no place that you could hide yourself that Jesus could be hidden from you. Because Jesus is everywhere. God is everywhere. Someone says, "Well, I've never seen God. I've never believed in God because I just don't see any evidence of God." Evidently, their eyes have been closed, you see. Because there's evidence everywhere we go that God is alive and that God is real and that God cannot be hidden because of all the things that he has created and that he has done. Do you know that at his birth he could not be hid? God put out a very special star there over Bethlehem the night that he was born. A group of angels announced the event to shepherds. They were there on the hills of Judah. We find that there was a heavenly chorus then that sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." He could not be hidden at his birth. We find that his presentation at that point, he could not be hidden either. When these days are fulfilled, that Mary would have this child. Mary brought the child Jesus to the temple and to present him to the Lord. And it was there that the law of Moses had commanded that the children would be done so for their circumcision. And in the temple was an old man named Simeon. And the Holy Ghost had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until the Lord's Christ would be coming. And when Simeon saw Jesus, he took him in his arms and blessed God and said this, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy work, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He could not be hid when he was presented. He could not be hid at his birth. He could not be hidden at his baptism. Remember the baptism of Jesus and the story of how John was there, and John's in the water and he's baptizing people. And as Jesus comes down and he comes into the water and he tells him that, you know, I'm not worthy to baptize you. And Jesus tells him that he is going to go ahead and be baptized anyway. And we find that the dove descends and the voice of God speaks. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. He could not be hidden there. People saw him. In his earthly ministry, he could not be hid. He was here on this earth to teach, and oftentimes Jesus would grow weary and tired, and sometimes he would go somewhere to a mountainside or to another place apart to hide himself so that people wouldn't see him, just so that he could rest for a moment and he could pray. But even then, people would come and they would find him. He could not be hid. You see, the thing is, in our world today, with so much that Jesus could not be hidden at, I wonder why so many people wonder where he's at today. We find also at his crucifixion he could not be hid. Though the world denied him as Lord and all creation revealed the fact that he was the Son of God, the sun refused to shine that day. The moon gave no light that day. The earth trembled and the rocks rent one against another, and he was lifted openly, publicly, between heaven and earth for all to see him there. He could not be hidden. At his burial, he could not be hidden. They placed his body in a borrowed tomb and placed a great stone over the front of that tomb. The Roman soldiers determined to hide him for good. They were going to make sure that nobody ever saw him ever again. But just as God does, God performed a miracle, didn't he? And he rolled that stone away from the tomb, and Jesus came out of that tomb on the third day. What a sweet, sweet blessing. And many people saw him that day. Many others saw him later on. And then before he ascended into heaven, there was over 500 people there on the hillside that saw him. They just couldn't hide Jesus. There are three things that I want to give you reference of today in this scripture. And the first thing is that he could not be hid. He could not be hidden from those who seek him. Take your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. We're going to look down to verse 13 there. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. In Jeremiah 29 and verse 13, the word of God states, And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with what? All your heart. You see, the reason I believe that people think that he's hidden today is because they're not looking for him. They're not searching for him. They don't want to find Jesus, because if they find Jesus, then they're going to be confronted with their sins. They're going to be confronted with conviction, and they desire not to have that happen. You see, the Bible teaches us that when our soul gets weary and our hearts get heavy, that as a child of God, we should be seeking the Lord. And I can guarantee you, if you seek him, he's not going to go hiding from you. Y'all remember that little game we used to play, hide and seek, you know? And somebody would count, you know, they'd close their eyes or put their hands over their eyes and count to 100 or whatever that you counted to when you were a child. And everybody else would go run and they would go find a hiding place. And then when you got to that last one, you'd holler out, you know, here I come or something like that. And you'd go find those people wherever they were at. You'd go find them, and maybe there was one or two that you couldn't find. And a lot of times they were giggling so much that they would jump out and say, here I am, here I am. That's how my grandchildren play that game. You know, they'll poke their head out from behind the chair and they'll say, "Here I am, Poppy." Do you know that any time that you seek after the Lord, He's not going to hide from you. If you'll just seek Him, He will show Himself to you and He will bring Himself to you, my friends. Jesus is always waiting for you to make the first move, and when you do that and you open the door of your heart, that He is ready to move in. He's ready to come into your heart. He's ready for you to accept Him and ask you to be His child. He loves you that much, and He's not going to hide from you. Every Christian faced an hour when they thought that they couldn't go any farther. I don't know about you, but I've been that way. Just feel like you couldn't do anything else. This past week, for some reason or other, I went to the hospital, had a test run, and when I came back home from that hospital visit, I was zapped out. I'll just be honest with you, I felt like I couldn't do anything else that day. I was having trouble breathing. I sat down in the chair and just was huffing and puffing, you know. And this was still about 30 minutes after the test. And so I stood there and I finally sat down in my chair and I didn't get up out of the chair for a couple of hours because I was just wiped out. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes that happens, you know. And we think we can't go on. We think we can't do anything else. And when that time comes, we just kind of look up to the Lord. We look up to the cross. And when we look up to the cross and we look for Jesus, guess what? He's right there. He's right there in our thoughts. He's right there in our mind. Usually he'll impart some memory of a scripture to you and remind you that He's there and He's never left. I was thinking a while ago when they had this picture up on the screen when we came back up to sing that last stanza of the handshaking song. And if you'll notice, it was a picture of a snowy scene and woods on this side and woods on this side. And on the snow, there was two footsteps. One here and then one little farther on. And I thought to myself, man, that must be a big person to have only prints that far apart, you know. Well, maybe that was just the Lord. You know, maybe He was the one who made the footprints. You ever thought about that poem, Footprints in the Sand? I know all of you have read it or seen it somewhere, and it talks in that thing about, you know, where, Lord, You told me that You would be here for me and You would always never leave me and You were always going to stand with me and help me through all these problems of life. But, Lord, I looked back the other day and I only saw one set of footprints. And you know, the poem goes, and I'm paraphrasing the poem, but basically it goes and tells us the story that, well, the only reason that you saw that one set of footprints and not two is because that's when I picked you up and I was carrying you. You see, Jesus is there for each and every one of us. He cannot be hidden. Because even when you do not see Him, even when you do not feel Him, even when you do not see those footprints of yours and His, He's there carrying us along the way. He cannot be hidden from those who seek after Him. Now, I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Have you been seeking after the Lord? Do you ever seek after the Lord? And when you do seek after the Lord, do you find Him? Or is He still hiding behind a tree somewhere? Is He hiding in a cave somewhere? Is He under the living room furniture, you know? Or do you find Him? Do you know that He cannot be hid from those who actually do find Him? If you're searching for Him, as I mentioned to you, you will find Him. And in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13, it says this, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." You see, even when you search and you find Jesus, others around you know that you have found Jesus. He talks here and he says that when they saw that these were ignorant and unlearned men, you know, folks, it doesn't matter how learned you are. It does not matter how unlearned you are, that God will allow you to receive Him in your heart. And when you live your life for the Lord, people will see that witness and they'll see that testimony and they'll know, no matter if you're the smartest person or the most uneducated person in the world, they'll know that you know Jesus. Amen? Because he can't be hidden. You see, what's going to happen when you receive Jesus is you get so excited about your salvation that it just shines from you. I mean, there's something in the Old Testament it's called the Shekinah glory. And what God does is he illuminates your life and it shines from you. He even tells us that he's the light of the world. So that light is not going to be hidden within you. It's going to shine. Remember that little song, "Hide it under a bushel"? No, I'm going to let it shine. We can't hide Jesus. And so I wonder sometimes when people come to me and I ask them, or I go witnessing and I ask folks, I ask them, "Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" And they might tell me yes, and then I look at them and I look at myself and I think, I'm so excited about the Lord and what God is doing in our lives, but yet you're not. So you tell me you're saved, but I can't see salvation. I can't even see Jesus in you. So do you really have him? And I'm not trying to cause you to disbelieve today. I'm just telling you that when Jesus is in us, he's going to shine. He's going to outshine them all, what the song says. He's going to show himself whether you do or not. In fact, the Bible also tells us that if we do not praise him, the very rocks will cry out in his name. And I wonder about our world today. So many people stand and testify and say they're Christians, but you don't see it from their lives that they live. And we'll paste things on Facebook. We'll paste things, little poems and things on social media. And we'll quote it and put it in newspapers and things like that. But are we just showing a semblance of Christianity, or do we really believe it? You see, if you truly seek him, he cannot be hid. And if you truly have sought him and he lives in your heart, people are going to see Jesus in you. And I'm just going to be honest with you today, my friends. I want people to see Jesus in me. I want them to know that I am a child of God. You say, "Preacher, do everywhere you go, are you preaching out loud and people know you must be a preacher?" No. But I've had many people come to me and they'll ask me, they'll say, "Are you a Christian?" "Well, you must be a Christian." And I'll say, "Well, sure I am." And they'll give me an opportunity to share the gospel with them. Salvation is kind of like the measles. You know, when you get the measles and it breaks out, everybody knows that you have the measles, you know. Remember the chicken pox years ago, and you get the chicken pox and you have all these little places all over your face, you know. Been there and done that. Oh, me. That's rough, isn't it? I got a scar right on the middle of my forehead right here where Mama said that I scratched, and my chicken pox left a scar right there, you know. It shows itself. These skin diseases like that, they show themselves and reveal that you're sick. You know, nowadays you go to the doctor when you got a sniffly nose or a cough, and the first thing they want to do is stick this little cotton swab up your nose, you know, and almost into your brain. And then when they get that thing out, they'll take it and they'll go test that thing, and they'll tell you whether or not you have COVID or the flu or RSV or CRVs and XYZs and all those, you know. You see, what I'm trying to say is, when we have something, it reveals itself unto us. So I wonder why, when we have Jesus, it doesn't reveal itself to everyone. Are we hiding Jesus? Are we putting him in a bushel and hiding him? Well, the little song says, no, I'm not going to do that. We shouldn't be hiding him. We should let people know that we're Christians. We should let people know that we're excited about God and we love God and we love our church and we want people to come to church. We want people to hear the gospel. We want people to be saved. We want people to go to heaven and not hell. When a person is saved, the Holy Spirit takes up his abode in your life, and we need to quit trying to quieten the Holy Spirit down. We need to let the Holy Spirit just speak out as loud as he can. We need to be lifting up holy hands and praising God, you know. I mean, when you hear something that you should say amen to, you should do what? I say amen. That's right. If you hear something that you should say praise the Lord to, you ought to say what? Bill didn't get the message, did he? When you hear something that you ought to say hallelujah to, what should you say? See, he got it that time. Communication must have been a little slow right there. We should magnify him and let him be seen. Let him be heard. But are we ashamed of Jesus? Is that why we don't do it? And I find in my scripture that God tells us that if we're ashamed of him here, he's going to be ashamed of us there. So I don't want to be ashamed of him. I want to let people know I'm a child of God. You know, now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not going to go out there and buy 40,000 bumper stickers that says honk if you love Jesus, you know, and put it all over my car and everywhere else. I want to be a witness. I want to be a testimony, but I want it to come from my life, not from some bumper sticker, you know. And I'm not going to run out there and scream and holler in the middle of the street and tell people I'm a Christian and you're not and look at me, you know. Because I'm not there for people to see me. I'm there for people to see Jesus, the light, shining from me because I don't want him to be hidden. That's what we ought to be doing, friends. Sharing our Savior, letting people see him. Do you know number three? He cannot be hid from those who reject him. There are people in our world right now that God is speaking to in churches all over this country. Actually, all over this world, there are people being preached to right now. And they will walk out the doors of a church. They'll walk out the doors of some household where someone is witnessing to them. Or in some jungle where some missionary is telling them about Jesus. And they'll walk away from that. But listen, my friends, even if they reject him there, they will see him one day. He cannot be hidden from them. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Now that's interesting. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth, shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. He's not just saying that it's going to happen. He's saying it is going to happen, and I am saying it is good. And well, because people will try to hide their faces in the dirt now when the Lord comes. They'll try to hide their sins from him. Listen, my friend, you can't hide yourself from God. God knows where you are. You can't be like the ostrich and stick your head in the sand and expect God to pass you by because he didn't see you. Listen, if he can notice Zacchaeus up in an old sycamore tree when he's passing by in a throng of people, he can notice you. If he can notice someone touching the hem of his garment when the disciples say, Master, everybody's around you. Who do you think would have touched your garment? Everybody. But no, he noticed the one, didn't he? They had an issue of blood, and he healed her. I believe today, my friends, we're going to have to start exhibiting Jesus, because honestly, those who reject him are still going to see him one day. I mentioned earlier that at his burial, he could not be hid. At his crucifixion, he could not be hid. But he cannot be hid from people who reject him. A sinner may go through this life unconcerned, never seeking the Lord, never finding him, and never caring a bit about him. But there will come a day and a time when every unbeliever shall see him, and then they're going to bow and acknowledge him as Lord and King of Kings. I'm afraid today that we have gotten so commonplace in our world that we forgot to look for Him. But He's not hidden. He's here in our Bible today. He's here in this church today. He was here in the Sunday school hour. He was downstairs with the children. He's in the nursery now. He's downstairs with the junior church right now. On Wednesdays, he's upstairs with the Patch the Pirate Club. He's downstairs with the Teen Truth Bible class. He's in here with the adults. He's everywhere we go, my friends. There's no place that you can go that you will not find Jesus. Not one place. In fact, Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 that God had given His Son a name, and a name that one day every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. Everyone, not one person, will not be able to confess Him as Lord. He is my Master today. He is my Savior today. And I want y'all to see Him. When I prayed my prayer earlier today, and I asked the Lord to hide me behind the cross, that was not just a saying. It was not just a phrasing that sometimes preachers use. It was my heart saying to God, I don't want people to look up here at this pulpit and see me today. I want them to see Jesus through me. I don't want to hide Him. I want y'all to see Him. I want y'all to see Him in this service. I want y'all to see Him in the service tonight, in the service Wednesday night. I want y'all to see Him when we come up here to the Family Life Center here this coming Saturday at 5 o'clock, and we have that wild game dinner, you know. I want y'all to see Jesus there. I don't want you to just see deer's mounts hanging on the wall and maybe a bear or two here and there, or a squirrel or a rabbit or a fish or whatever somebody decides to bring. I don't want you just to see the people that are there and the tables that are set up and the chairs that are set up and the speaker who comes to speak. I don't want you just to see them. I want you to see Jesus. That's why we do things like that, so that people can see Jesus. That's why we get up here every Sunday and sing in this choir, so that people can see Jesus. My Sister Heather and Sister Crystal, they work throughout the week getting songs together so that we can see Jesus through that music. That's why we adhere to the Word of God. We adhere to the King James Bible in this church, and we teach fundamentally, and we stay conservative and fundamental in all those things, because we want people to see Jesus. We're not here in some contemporary fashion that people can see us and what we're doing. We want them to see Jesus. And I hope today when you leave this church, and you go places and people say, what have you been doing today? Well, I went to church and I saw Jesus. You know, a lot of times we go to the restaurant after that and people have a conversation. They'll say, you know who was at church today? Hadn't seen them at church in a month of Sundays, you know. But all of a sudden, there they were, right there on the pew sitting beside of me. Well, shouldn't it be the conversation, instead of seeing that person on the pew sitting beside of you, shouldn't it be, guess who I saw today at church? I saw Jesus today. Amen? Why? Because Jesus cannot be hidden. So let's make sure that we shine brightly for the Lord. Amen? Can we all agree to do that? That we can shine brightly for the Lord and do what God wants us to do. If we could do that, I can guarantee God would bless every single one of us in a very special way. So let's walk out the doors today with our heads up high, shining and reflecting the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter what your trouble or your trial is, remember He is right there with you, and He can take you and He can care for you. With everyone standing this morning, I know some of you are thinking right now, wow, praise the Lord, we have seen Jesus today. The preacher's letting us out early, you know. Can you believe it? Woo! Isn't God good? Well, that's because we see Jesus, amen. Well, let's see him today everywhere we go, amen. And let's make sure that he's not hidden from our life or in our life. Sister Heather, you come. We're going to sing a song today. If God's spoken to your heart and you need to come up to this altar, I don't have to drag you up here. I don't have to browbeat you to get you up here. You know that you've already seen the Lord and he's spoken to you and you need to be at the altar. So as we sing.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee. Sunshine of love, wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed, he will not turn thee away. Calling today, calling today.
Tell you, my friends, he's got your number, all right? And so when he calls you, you better answer. You don't look on that caller ID, spiritually speaking, and say, oh, that's Jesus. Better not answer that one, you know. You answer. Listen to what he's having to say to you and let God speak to you in a mighty way and don't hide him. Amen. Don't hide him. Sometimes when the preacher comes to visit people, and I let them know ahead of time that I'm going to come, sometimes they'll run around the house and they'll hide things. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, my friends, you can't hide Jesus. And so, you know, when the preacher comes, make sure it's Jesus is being seen. And don't hide those other things neither, because the Lord's already saw them. You know, you can't hide them from him. You know, and don't worry, I'm not going to pick on you about it, not much anyway. So just honor the Lord and praise him, you know. Let's be dismissed in a word of prayer. Father, as we come before your blessed throne of grace, we thank you for the peace that you imparted unto us through salvation. And I ask you today, Father, that you might, Lord, just take charge in our lives and help us, Lord, not to hide you. Father, I am so thankful, Lord, that you present yourself in such a way, Lord, that no matter where we go and no matter what place we find ourselves in, Lord, that you're always there. Paul and Silas, while they were in the prison, there you were, Lord. When the walls began to shake and the doors began to open, you were there. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you in the deepest, darkest of our nights, Lord, the worst times of our life, Lord, that you can be found there also, because you just can't be hidden. Lord, help us today to go out and shine for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.